And please turn in your New King James Bibles to Psalm 119. We'll be meditating on verses 9 through 16 today. Psalm 119, 9 through 16. I believe in your Bibles, you will see up above that a Hebrew letter and what looks like a girl's name there, Beth. But it's got nothing to do with someone whose full name is Elizabeth or anything. That is the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it's not pronounced like Beth is Beth. It has the B sound to it. And every single one of these verses, all eight of these verses, start with that letter. The first word of each of these verses starts with the letter Beth. We'll read responsively, as we usually do, from Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth.
I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony, and I blessed in all their deeds.
I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways.
I will delight myself in your statutes, and I will not forget your words.
As we look at this section here, I want to add a few more, we might say, introductory remarks to what Larry had last week. I'm not remembering particularly if one got mentioned or not. If not, it's being mentioned now. If so, well, it's being mentioned again. And that is that this psalm is overwhelmingly talking about God's Word. It uses synonym after synonym, and every single verse in this long psalm of 176, isn't that it? Yes, 176 verses has a reference to God's Word, but two. And even they kind of obliquely refer to it. Look here in these eight verses. In verse 9, your Word. Verse 10, your commandments. Verse 11, your word. Verse 12, your statutes. Verse 13, the judgments of your mouth. Verse 14, your testimony. Verse 15, your precepts and your ways. So there's a double reference there. Maybe that word makes up for one of the two that are missing it directly. And lastly, well, here's a double reference as well. Your statutes, your word. All these have to do with God's Word, and even you children know what we mean by God's Word, don't you? It's this. It is the Bible, and it is so very precious, children. It is the best book to have, because other books may have interesting stories in them, they may tell you interesting facts, but no other book is written ultimately by God. No other book has real stories of God's working. No other has facts such as that you are a sinner. You are under God's judgment. God has provided a Savior for all who will believe on Him. And there is rescue. There is deliverance from sin and its consequences. This is the best book to have. Children, did you ever wonder, I don't know how many of you have, maybe I'm just framed this way, what books you would take if you had to be on a desert island somewhere and somehow you could only have one book? This would be it. How about if you had two, three, or five, or something like that? Well, then it gets a little more difficult. But if it's only one book, that's an easy one. God's Word. The Bible. Well, this portion of Psalm 119 is largely dealing with heart attitudes that are formed by God's word. The inward attitude of the heart, which affects how we talk, what we talk about, and how we act. In a lot of ways, verse 11 is the key verse to this section here, and it is a good one to memorize. Actually, it is a verse about memorizing Scripture. Children, I have learned all my Scripture memory in Old King James. But I'm going to show you, I know verse 11 here, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." When we memorize it, when we think about it often, not just this particular verse, but other portions, lots of other portions of Scripture, as we have God's word in our hearts, and in our memories, we can often think about it, and God, the Holy Spirit, takes His Word and brings it from out of our memories and out of our hearts when we're in different situations. Let's see how this applies in several things. Let's look at verse 9. How shall a young man cleanse his way? There are lots of ways, boys. There are lots of ways, men, to have your way made dirty, made filthy. Now, I just experienced this physically this past week in Boy Scout camp. We had a latrine in our camp area. Now, I only used it a few times because I preferred going up to the dining hall where there were shower rooms and flush toilets and everything. But, you know, when you're walking around there, especially when boys haven't been too careful where they're doing their peeing, why, you can walk in filth, and I'd have to walk out of there and kind of rub my shoes in the grass and that sort of thing. That's the way I cleansed my way that way from the filth. But how do we do so when there are spiritually filthy things around? And there is spiritual filth. You young boys don't experience this very much because it's not a temptation that God allows in very young boys. But as you get to be young men, you'll experience this all over the place. How will you cleanse your way? How can you keep it from getting on you and making you stinky, so to speak, in God's eyes? That word that you've hid in your heart, that you might not sin against God, God takes and He applies. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. How can we keep, maybe not from filthy ways, but wrong ways? Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. In verse 10, with my whole heart I have sought you, let me not wander from your commandments. As we have them within our heart, they keep us from wandering off the wrong way. Let me tell you, children, I was just talking to Nathaniel yesterday, or I guess Mrs. Pockris was, and a friend of Nathaniel's went to the same wedding in Pittsburgh that Nathaniel did, except he was late. One reason was he went the wrong way. Well, he should have memorized his map or had a guide like a GPS receiver. But how can we do that spiritually? By taking heed to God's word, written, preached, and that which is within our hearts. In verse 12, the godly person, boy, girl, man, woman, delights to know God, delights to know His word, delights to be taught by Him. Well, he's going to use that which is within our hearts, of course. How can we keep from saying bad things? How can we make sure we're saying good things that glorify God? Children, with my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. We know these from God's word. We have them hidden in our heart that we might not sin against God. In verse 14, as we think about these things, we rejoice in the way of God's testimony. You children know what rejoice means, doesn't it? Don't you? It's being very happy. Very happy. Such as, oh, let's say your parents somehow have been scrimping and saving and it's not even your birthday and they present you with a new bike. Wouldn't you be rejoicing? I would think so. Even more wonderful is to rejoice in knowing God's ways. And meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. In a real way, this is just kind of emphasizing what we've already looked at in verse 11. Because we don't merely have God's word hidden in our hearts, but we also constantly roll it over in our minds, roll it over in our hearts. We delight in it. And lastly, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Maybe some of you children, maybe some of you adults, have a song stuck in your head sometime, or a tune stuck in your head sometime. Maybe it's because you were trying to learn it, and now it's in there almost too well, right? Or maybe it's just because you like it so well. You like running it over and over again, and you keep hitting the little mental repeat button, right? Okay, well, even more wonderful, far more wonderful, is to continue doing that with God's Word. And that way, as we meditate upon it, think of how it applies. We do not forget this Word, no. We continue to keep it hidden in our hearts that we sin not against God. May it be for all of us, God's word become flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has brought us to life. And may it be that his word written, whether we read it, whether we hear it preached, whether we have it in our heart to memorize, and to meditate on, and to apply, may it be that God's word will be working in our lives to the glory of our Father. Well, let's sing now from the second section of Psalm 119. This isn't 119B, this is 119B.